Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hutton, and beyond. Listener supported radio for open ears. I'm Jada. I'm one block away from the library, which means I am now paying Emily double the rent, and I'm in Hutton.
I'm Fatia. I'm 12 years old, and I'm also from Hutton.
I'm Aaliyah. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hutton.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hutton Area Library. And guess what? I am also from Hutton. It's a Hutton pack today.
Hooray.
But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. I'm very excited to see Fatia and Jada again after a brief hiatus. And I'm really excited to welcome Aaliyah to her first official Bound by Books radio broadcast. Woo-hoo! I feel like you've maybe been in the background when you were a little, like we'd hear you playing in the background, because Aaliyah is Jada's sibling.
I'm always in the background, but never
not,
here.
Not always, but sometimes.
That is a far cry from the truth.
But yeah, I'm excited to hear from everyone today, hear what people have been reading. And also, I realize I've known Aaliyah a very long time, but I don't think we've ever really talked about books that much. I know we've talked about our love of reading, but not specific books. So I'm excited to hear some of what you've been reading. But who wants to get us started today? It looks like Aaliyah's ready, so go ahead. What did you want to talk about today?
I was reading this series of books called The OK Witch, and it's like really, really, really awesome. And Jada read it too.
Okay.
But this book is like about this girl who goes to school. Well, this is in the first book. She goes to school And then she gets really mad at these two bullies. And then she literally takes their mouths away. Their mouths go onto her hands,
That's
which is
terrifying.
kind of, I don't, that's creepy, but. And then when she goes back home, she literally runs home from school. Her mom is like, "Surprise, we're witches." And then she screams her head off. And then her mom tells her the whole story. And then in the next book, she finds this thing that was her grandma's. And she uses it to make her a popular girl. And then when she's popular, she gets almost eaten by a very hungry shadow. And yeah.
As one does when they get popular. And that's a graphic novel series. Who's the author again? It's like Emma Steinkeller or something like
Stein
that.
Kellner.
Oh, I was right.
Stein Kellner.
Kellner?
Kellner.
Kellner, okay. Yeah, that's a popular series. I can't remember if I read it or not. I was trying to look it up before, but my list of books is not accessible at the moment because I keep a list of things I read. It's giving me trouble. Boo. But what did you think about that series, Jada, since you've read it as well?
I liked it. I
Yeah.
liked the second book more than the first one.
Yeah. How about you, Aaliyah? How do they compare for you?
I find them pretty awesome.
I'm wondering, so that the title of the series is The Okay Witch. What is the okay part about? Is it that she doesn't really have her skills up yet, so she's okay at being a witch, or is it, what does that mean?
It's that she's like been practicing spells, but she's like, let
She's
me
not
see.
pro yet.
Let's
Yeah, she's
see.
just average.
And she's just like, well, what she thinks she is the worst witch in the world, but she's actually a pretty skilled witch. She learned how to fly a broomstick. Any witch that can fly a broomstick is a good witch.
Facts, witch facts. Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. I know you had another book that maybe you were going to talk about, but why don't we hear from somebody else first? And if we have time, we'll come back to you. How about Jada? What did you want to share today?
Recently, I acquired a lovely book. It's not very well known, kind of like obscure. It's Jane Eyre. Just like small stuff. Don't know if you've heard of it. Pretty obscure author too. Charlotte Bronte. Don't, you know, not like very prominent or anything. So, the book is by Charlotte Bronte. At that point, writing underneath a male pen name. About this young girl, Jane Eyre, who's an orphan who grows up under, for the first like 8-ish years of her life, under a very strict and unforgiving household with people who don't really want her there. And then she spends her life from 8 to 18 to 19 at a Christian boarding school for children. And then she becomes a governess for this girl at the side of her romantic love interest, TM, and then they go on wacky adventures together. I like it a lot, and it's surprisingly feminist for being written in like the 1800s. Again, not sure if any of you would have heard about the book, but you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a classic. I don't know if Fatia or Lee have heard about it yet, but I definitely read that in, I forget if it was in middle school or high school when I read that, but I really enjoyed it at the time, way back when. And you're reading like the real thing, not like an adaptation of it.
I'm reading the real thing. I got one that has a very beautiful cover on it, though, like it's a special edition.
Nice. Yeah, it's interesting. In finding books for the library, sometimes when I'm having to repurchase some of the classics that, you know, our copy is really worn out, or gets lost and or damaged, sometimes I have to replace it. And I'm always trying to find one with a cover that will be eye-catching for people because I feel like there's so many different versions of Jane Eyre out there. So it's like, how do you find one that somebody will feel like they're holding a little treasure in their hands? So that's definitely something I look for. I also recently read a classic. Trying to remember when it was published. I should look up when Jane Eyre was published too. So Jane Eyre was published in 1847, and I just recently, for the first time in my life, read the 1908 release of Anne of Green Gables by Lucy Maud Montgomery, or L.M. Montgomery. And I'd never read this book before, but I grew up watching a mini series that I believe was on PBS when I was a kid. It came out in 1986, the mini series of Anne of Green Gables, and I loved it, and I watched it over and over and over again. And I actually rewatched it maybe a few years back. It was really good. But Anne of Green Gables is the story of a young orphan named Anne who comes to live with two elderly siblings, Marilla and Matthew Cuthbert, who live on Prince Edward Island in the town of Avonlea. And so they're an older sibling pair who live on this land and work the land. And Matthew is getting on in age, and so they want to adopt a young boy to come help with the work on the farm. And so they plan to adopt a boy, but they show up to pick up this young boy that they were going to adopt and find that there's a young woman. And Matthew doesn't know what to do, and so decides, like, well, we have to at least bring her home for tonight because she needs a place to stay while they figure this out. And they, along the way, decide that they will keep Anne. Matthew has a fondness for her right away. So it's about her childhood growing up with her new family and meeting new friends in this new place. And it's just a lovely little story. And I feel like it's interesting how well it holds up. Like, I feel like the writing, while maybe a little dated, is it's very accessible. And I find the writing of Anne, her character, is really wonderful. She's very imaginative, very dramatic. She talks a lot and goes on and on about how beautiful everything is and magical everything is and how dreamy things are. And she's just very passionate about life. And it's really fun to read her dialogue. And it was fun also. I was curious how similar the miniseries would be to the book, and it was pretty true to the story. I'm curious if I will like, if I will read the other Anne books, because there's other books in the series, and I haven't decided yet if I'll read them. I think I might try the next one at least. But I think part of what I like about this one too is that she's in this, like, it's sort of a coming of age story too, because she's growing up into being a young woman, whereas the other ones are more focused on her adult life. So I'm curious if I'll like them quite as much, but I'm definitely glad I finally read it. I also have a copy of it that has a beautiful cover, so I'm really glad that I have that nice, beautiful copy. And yeah, I would highly suggest it to young readers or old like me. But again, that's Anne of Green Gables by L.M. Montgomery, also known as Lucy Maud Montgomery. Have any of you ever read Anne of Green Gables or heard of it? No, it's a very nice story. I do want to watch the movie again now. And I know I can borrow it through the library because that's how I watched it the last time I watched it. It's on DVD now. Anyways, that was my most recent youth read I wanted to share today. Fatia, what did you want to share?
I wanted to share a poem.
Okay.
It's about Halloween. Even though Halloween passed, it seems like a lot of people still have the Halloween spirit. Halloween is lots of fun. Jack-o'-lanterns burning bright. Elves and pixies hide and run, dodging quickly out of sight. Autumn leaves in fragrant heaps, flame a flying, racing high as it tosses, twists, and leaps till the sparks and ashes die. Hide where cozy shadows are, roll the apples red and green, set the big brown cookie jar, laugh and romp, that's Halloween.
That's fun. Thank you for sharing your poem. Did everybody enjoy Halloween? Do you all do
Yeah.
Halloween? What were your costumes if you dressed up?
I didn't really dress up too much, but with the lipstick I did like put like as like a vampire like some blood on my chin, like it wasn't blood, but it was like with the red lipstick.
How about Aaliyah or Jada? Did either of you dress up for Halloween? What'd you dress up as?
I was well, for the Ghostly Gallop, I was a vampire, but for actual Halloween, I was a spy.
I was sick, so I couldn't
Oh,
wear my costume, but I was gonna be the Mad Hatter.
sorry you were sick. That's no
Here's my
fun.
spy identification card.
Nice. I'm horrible at Halloween, so I did not dress up this year, but I do love
What?
Halloween. Like, I love seeing people in costume. I wish I was better at figuring out a costume. Oh well. But I do, I like to try to read a spooky book, and I like to try to watch some spooky movies at Halloween. And I started reading a spooky book, but I was having trouble like really getting into it. So I put it on pause for a little bit. So I'm going to go back to it. I decided to start something else. But I did watch some spooky movies or TV. And that was fun. Yes. What is up, Ilya?
Can I share one of my other books?
Oh, sure.
This book is called World of Warcraft, and it's really awesome. It is about a lot of monsters and people. Well, I
Is
wouldn't
it like a
call
manual or is it a
No,
story?
it's a comic
Oh, it's a
story.
comic. Okay, cool.
And it is really mostly about fighting. And there's this one guy who keeps hearing these monsters in his head, and every time he hears a monster in his head, a demon tries to get him. And when the demon tries to get him, his family has to fight it off because he's not strong enough to fight it off because of all the voices that are trying to hurt him. And I think it's actually the Demon King that's trying to hurt him, but yeah, it's a really awesome book. I recommend you guys read it.
That's a, you said it's a graphic novel.
Yeah, it's like a comic-ish graphic novel. It's like a mix of comic and graphic novel. It's cool.
I guess I use those words kind of interchangeably, but I think some people think of comics more as like if they're in issue form or in strip form, as opposed to like one solid book. That's like some people use graphic novel to be that. I'd kind of use them interchangeably. What would you all consider the difference between the two?
I consider the difference between a comic and a graphic novel. A graphic novel has like more words. A comic just has very few words, like
Okay.
mostly on the top, and then the rest is a picture.
Interesting. How about you, Jada? I know you read a lot of comics. Do you have a, or graphic novels? What would you think is the difference between those two words or phrases?
I think that a comic is typically shorter and more action-packed than a graphic novel. For example, DC comics, like the comics, they're more like, the traditional, Superman and Batman having a fight with Joker and stuff. Whereas graphic novels are more like stories, but with pictures as the main medium instead of words. Comics are also typically way shorter than graphic novels.
What do you think, Fatia? I know you read graphic novel. Well, I don't know. What do you read? Do you read comics or graphic novels?
I mostly read a mix, mostly graphic novels. Like comics are like, I would say like graphic novels. They're like more like it's they're like comics are more like based on superheroes than graphic novels. Graphic novels can be like based off like school like students. And comics is like most like all the comics I heard of and read were like based on superheroes.
Yeah, I guess for me, I think it's interesting because I think comics or comic art is the style in terms of like using the speech bubbles or using like having this real mix of like there's panels and there's art that is told that it's a mix of words and art usually. I guess sometimes they're wordless. They're never, I've never seen a graphic novel or comic that had no illustrations. I guess that it needs to have illustrations. But I wouldn't, I think I use them kind of interchangeably when they're in book form. But if it was like a issue, like more of a magazine kind of style comic, like you're getting Spider-Man Volume 1, Issue 22, like I wouldn't call that a graphic novel. But if it was a book that collected them all, I would feel comfortable calling it that, which is weird. I don't know. I'm curious about like the history of those words. I should do some research into that. Because I'm curious if graphic novels started being used as a way to differentiate from comics, because sometimes people look down on comics, even though it's a valid art form and really interesting art form and fun to read. I don't know, but I think we can all agree, whatever they're called, we like them quite a bit on Bound by Books. Well, on that note, we are out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Like nothing will last.